In Alec Macheso's song titled Maiva Ruby, he talks about how women should focus on their marriage. He encourages women to not allow other people to control or have control over their marriage or their relationships. Alec Macheso also highlights that sometimes the issues of gossip, the issues of assuming that your partner might be doing something, might cause an end to your relationship. And you don't have to copy or imitate what your neighbors or your friends do, because that might apply or work for your friends or your neighbors, but it will not work for you. And in the end, when two elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. Hi, it's Takuzonashe, and welcome to The Baobab. I hope that you're well, you're staying safe, and you are hydrating. There are always two sides to every story. And there was a time that I was so concerned about listening to the first side of the story. But I realized that in listening to one side of the story, I ended up judging the next person. Sometimes I ended up finding fault or making a conclusion without having the two sides of a story. So nowadays, I have to listen or have to have two sides to every story before I make a conclusion or a judgment. Africa is a home that is rich with stories. Africa is the home of storytelling. Our grandmother used to tell us folk tales. Ngano, there was always a moral from the Ngano. Our grandmothers also used to sing our songs, and they are songs that they used to sing or listen to. And this is why this is a Music Appreciation Week. And I've decided to allow two storytellers to share their stories. Two storytellers to take me and you, the listener, on a journey that by the end, and I hope that by the time you finish listening to this podcast episode, you do not judge, you understand some situations, and the situations that you don't understand or relate to, it's okay, but you don't have to be harsh or judge the next person because you have not been part of the experience or part of the journey. I've had stories of women who have decided to stay in a marriage or in a relationship just because they want to stay. And I've also met women who would do anything to leave. One red flag, anything that's funny, they pack their bags and go. But this does not mean that the women who choose to stay are weak or the women who choose to stay are brave. As I said, there are always two sides to every story. The first song is Hagare by Masa Carolyn. And I'm happy that I met Masa Carolyn when I was listening to The Soul Avenue, which was hosted by Soul Profound during the COVID-19 pandemic in ZFM Stereo and way after. I think in 2021, that's when he had to let go of The Soul Avenue. So The Soul Avenue was a four-hour show. It was a show about soul and R&B, just relaxing and having a feel of the weekend. The woman in Masa Carolina's song Hagari, she's consulting her elders. When I listen to the song, I always picture that there is a dari. So there is a circle or sort of a cowon formation, and the woman is sitting in the middle. She's sitting on a reed mat, or she's sitting on the ground while the men are sitting on the stools or on the chair. She has a headscarf, or she doesn't have a headscarf. But let's picture that she's by herself. And the reason why she's come to the dari is because she believes that the dari is going to solve her problems, was going to solve or give answers to the question that she has in her mind. And because growing up in the Shona culture, the dari is a community of men. And I found it interesting that in some areas nowadays, there are also women who are part of the dari. And when this woman is in the dari, as she's consulting the elders at the dari, she wants clarity and she wants to leave the marriage. But she wants to do so with the members of the diary being away. I believe that this woman doesn't want to be called names or being accused of leaving her husband without the diary knowing about it. So the husband is also part of the diary. So there are two sides of the story. And as she's telling the elders what has happened, she's telling them that I cannot be called lazy. I've done so much for this family. It made me think of the women who have given up on their dreams or their career so that they could build or focus on their family. Women who might have been career women, but who decided to let go of the career woman cap and wear the housewife cap so that they could take care of their children and even their husband. It reminds me of the women who were cross-border traders, women who now have to endure back pains, women who have swollen feet, women who have to take medication for their blood pressure because they were so used to going up and down that the Mashingo Highway doesn't even... They can sleep well. Some people are so terrified of the Mashingo Highway. They were so comfortable because they did whatever they did so as to take care of their families. Their children went to school because these women were cross-border traders. And now she's being called lazy. These are the women who have got scars on their hands. Women who have done so much. So that their children would go to school. But now they're being called lazy. One thing that the woman in Master Carolina's song cannot do is to stay in a polygamous marriage. She was okay with everything. This is my judgment. It's not what everyone who listens to the song thinks. But she was okay with everything. Maybe she was okay with her husband going out to drinks with their friends at the local tavern. She was okay with her husband not going with her to church. She was okay with everything. But the moment that her husband said he wanted to have another wife, that's when she said, I'm not going to have it. So she packed her bags and she left. But now she's also telling the daddy that this man is heartless. Maybe the daddy didn't even know about it. This man is heartless. He's cold. He's ruthless. As Chandu Chogu words. I grew up in Marondera. I know how the weather mountain can be during the winter season. It will be so wide that you think that there is snow. That's how cold and heartless this man was. So she's telling the daddy that, okay, this man might have not, maybe if he was not heartless, I could have stayed. But the fact that he's heartless and he wants to have another wife, I cannot have it. I have to pick my bags and go. There are some women who, unlike in this case, who are okay with polygamy. Women will be able to assist their partners in looking for another wife. They'll even be, if it was okay, they'll even have interviews and ask the wife, the potential sister wives, what they expect from this marriage. What are they willing to bring so that they work and building their home together? There are also women who are willing to help the family. There are some families, I know some families where, I'll use Jonah, where there's Tete, and then there's Tete's child, and then Tete's child becomes Muzukuru. So there's my nini, there's Tete, there's Mwanoa my guru, Mwanoa bamini, Mwanoa sekuru. It's sort of a family that's just got married to the same husband. So they are somehow connected. So they cannot fail because they know that if they fail, everyone has to fall. So it's like a ladder. They're helping each other. So they take mwanoe kwa tete, they take mwanoe kwa my guru. Everyone has to benefit from this marriage. So it becomes sort of a business and they help in building the family together. I've read a text from one novel that says that when it comes to polygamy, the first wife only cries when the second wife comes. But now when the other wives are there, the fourth wife, she doesn't even cry. She's so used to it. She only cried when the second wife came because that's when her life somehow changed. The second song that I'm going to be talking about, or that is part of this Music Appreciation Week, is Handi Ende. a song by Oliver Mtukudzi, was sang by Oliver Mtukudzi, and also that's a rendition of Steve McConey's song Handiende. But I like the version that I like both versions, but the Oliver Mtukudzi's version is somehow my favorite. The wife is telling her husband that she will not leave, that no matter what, whether you bring a bulldozer, whether you bring the police, whether you bring the army, I'm not going. In Jai Prazer's song, this is the place that him ndopa akato gadzika. So this wife is not going to move. She, in this song, the old woman also says she refused to leave, and all she needs the closure. Excuse me, she needs the reason why her husband just woke up and told her that she has to leave. The woman has contributed to the success of this house or the family, just like the woman in Master Carolina's song has done. She has built this family. And it reminded me of Hlomo, if you have read the Hlomo series. Hlomo would never leave Ncwele. Besides that, she loved Ncwele. She had invested. She felt that she was an asset in the Zulu household. So leaving the family was least of her options. And when a wife gets married, they pack all her belongings in a kist and they celebrate it. The kist is a sign that whatever happens, the wife has left her home, and death is the only thing that is going to take her out of the womb that she's going into. And her husband's family is the one that's supposed to bury him. And sometimes I've realized that there are women that want to leave their husbands, but it's because of society, the shame that comes with divorce. So some women are not willing. It might have been the fear. That's why the woman told her husband that, Handiende, and I will not leave this house. Because when we go to church, everyone is being called Mrs. Mai Ningi, Mai Chimuti, Mai Chitanda. It's very rare for women to be called Miss. And in some churches, the women only wear the uniform when they are married. So that cuts out the divorced women and even the single women who decide not to marry. So they cannot wear the church uniforms. So maybe she's thinking that if my husband leaves me, I won't be able to wear the church uniform. How will people address me now that I'm divorced or that my husband has rejected me? So it might be the shame that comes with society. And the woman also says, "Ndino garavana." But my fear, I think I've talked about this in a previous episode, that when a woman says that, "Ndino garavana," will the children also say the same when they have adventures or anything that they want to do? Would they also stay for their mother? Or the moment that they get a job in South Africa or out of town, they're willing to pack their bags and go? It also, if you have white fences, there's the part where Denzel Washington and Viola, I don't know their real names, the names in the play, but you're saying that for 18 years, I stood in this corner with you. Their husband was saying that, I've not done anything in 18 years. Nothing has been making... there hasn't been any progress. And the wife says, for 18 years, I stood in this corner with you. I did everything for you. I was there for you. So you can't say I wasn't there for you. So some women might be okay with polygamy. And in this song, the woman says, she may be willing to help the wife, the new wife, with what is expected of her husband, how to prepare meals, the issues of family and everything. And she refuses to leave. Whereas some women just leave the moment that they see one red flag. They pack their bags and then they go. Some women, although their heart is aching, they don't care about the closure. They believe that the closure will bring so much pain and so much heartbreak. And the issue of polygamy, some women are not willing to share their lover with someone else. I know that nowadays the issue of side chicks and then the other wives, it's also polygamy that's just been sugar-coated, that has got some breadcrumbs and some fancy coating, but it's still polygamy. But the fact that these women are not, if you're a side chick, the whole family doesn't know about you. But in some families, people even know they're side chicks. But some people don't tolerate sharing, some people don't tolerate polygamy. And some women will not stay for their children because they know that children can be selfish. You give up your dreams for your child, but your child will never give up their dreams for you. And then years can never make up for the pain and even for the heartbreak. What has this music appreciation episode taught me? It has taught me that it is okay for you have to, I have to respect the women who choose to live under all circumstances. We're not talking about abuse or anything, but women who choose to leave because there's the issue of polygamy, women who choose to leave because they see that there might be something wrong, they pick their bags and go. I also respect the women who choose to stay. There's some women who have invested in these families. They feel that the moment that they leave, they lose everything that they have worked for. They lose the success. They lose the wealth. We're not talking about abuse, remember. They lose everything that they have done. For this house to be standing, for this family, men to be well known, it is the woman who put in the hours, the woman who recruited the staff members, the woman who took a loan at the bank, the woman who had to travel to and from Harare, Joburg for several years so that this her husband could build a shop so that they could invest. So also, we all have our reasons, whether we choose to leave and whether we choose to stay. And as I reviewed this Music Appreciation Week, I could also see myself in some of the women that I was talking about. What have I learned during the past week? I've learned that I cannot control everything, that it is okay. I've had episodes of being sad. I've had episodes of being happy. But I think that is important because that makes me a human being and that makes me alive. I've also learned it the hard way, that I can be emotionally available for someone who is too busy for me. And sometimes I have to wear my big girl panties and try to move on. What am I looking forward to this week? I'm looking forward to finding one thing that ignites the fire in me. What are you looking forward to this week? And what have you learned in the previous week? I'd love to know. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.